More than 60 traditional owners from all over Western Australia converged on Parliament in Perth today, protesting against planned changes to the state's Aboriginal Heritage Act. They say they haven't been consulted over the changes, which they believe will make it easier for mining and development to destroy sacred sites. WA's Aboriginal Affairs Minister Peter Collier rejects that, but concedes that there may be scope to make further changes. In Perth, Anna Vido.
Traditional owners from the Kimberley, Pilbara, Goldfields and beyond delivered their message on the steps of the WA Parliament.
The Heritage Act, they're going to change. We're not very happy with that. You know, we're not coming here going to jump up and down, running around. We're here just to hope that the government will realise that their decision's not always the best decision for our people.
Traditional owners are deeply worried that proposed changes to the Aboriginal Heritage Act will wind back their rights over sacred sites. Chief among those concerns is the fact that traditional owners will still have no right of appeal to the minister if a decision is made not to protect a sacred site. They're also concerned that decisions about whether or not a site should be protected would be made by a single government-appointed CEO.
And it allows one individual person to actually destroy an Aboriginal site. It takes the control out of our hands.
Anthony Watson is the chairman of the Kimberley Land Council. He's one of a delegation of 10 traditional owners who met with the Aboriginal Affairs Minister today.
The system that is now in place is something that we've managed to work with towards protecting our rights. And to go backwards on that is really devastating. It's a big turnaround and for government to allow companies to destroy our sacred sites.
More than 1,600 people signed a petition against the changes, which a Nyamal elder from the Pilbara, Doris Eaton, handed to parliamentarians today.
We're not saying no to mining, but we want government to negotiate properly with us.
The Aboriginal Affairs Minister Peter Collier described his meeting with traditional owners today as robust, but says there's been misinformation about the role of the CEO who'll decide which sites should be protected.
What the CEO does in terms of determining a site is embedded within the legislation. Part of that process, which will be again embedded with the regulations, will ensure that Aboriginal people are consulted and they are part of the process. That system doesn't exist at the moment.
What also doesn't exist at the moment, though, is a right of appeal. At the moment, mining companies can appeal to the tribunal if they're unhappy, but Aboriginal people say they have no right to appeal against a ministerial decision and that won't change under these reforms.
Yeah, look, the issue with regard to the right of appeal was brought up in my meeting and I think there's some merit in that. I haven't made a commitment, but I'm certainly willing to look at it.
That's something that traditional owners have been concerned about under the current legislation. Mm. They, of course, accuse you and your government of not adequately consulting with them. Isn't that the sort of thing you might have been able to write into the legislation if you had spoken to them more beforehand?
Aboriginal people certainly had an opportunity to contribute to the bill. Having said that, it would appear that this may have slipped through the cracks. It certainly didn't come through in terms of the submissions, and I'll certainly give it due consideration.
The Aboriginal Heritage Act amendments will be read into the Parliament next week, but it's expected to be some months before they're debated.
Anna Vido.